This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Authorities in Ingham County say alcohol was not a factor in a traffic accident that killed a teenage girl in Aurelius Township last Friday. Investigators say that 15-year-old Sarah Kaltrider of Mason died in the wreck in which the vehicle she was riding in turned into the path of a pickup truck at Barnes and Edgar Roads. Construction work is underway today at the MLK Saginaw Street intersection, where both lanes of MLK will be closed and only one lane of traffic will be open on Saginaw for the next month and a half. Lansing Public Service Director Chad Gamble tells WILS what the other option would be.
If you close down the intersection, the construction gets done quicker. You can reopen it faster. If you do it part width like we're doing right now, it's going to take a little bit longer, but you can still maintain traffic through that area.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Rick Snyder says he's encouraged by recent polls showing him right behind Mike Cox and Pete Hoekstra with just about 2 weeks before the primary election. He spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly this morning.
We've gotten great support from people, and my name recognition still much less than the other two front runners. So it shows as people learn about what I'm talking about, they're getting on board. And I think we're well positioned to win this.
With school teachers in Michigan reporting that they're paying out of their own pockets to purchase school supplies due to shortages, state lawmakers are now set to introduce legislation that would allow a teacher to claim a state tax credit of up to $500 per tax year for such purchases. Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero's gubernatorial campaign getting a notable endorsement today, the Equality Michigan Action Network, the state's largest lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered advocacy group, backing Bernero's bid for the Democratic nomination. The mayor's 29-year-old brother Victor died of AIDS in 1990. Meanwhile, the GOP race is especially close, with Mike Cox, Pete Hoekstra, and Rick Snyder all in the lead. Snyder talked to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning.
These are not normal times. We're in a crisis in the state, and we need to start acting more like it and focus in on the issues about creating more and better jobs for people, keeping our young people here.
MSU leading a new $9 million anti-malaria campaign in Africa. The university has been researching the disease in Malawi since 1985, and now Professor Terry Taylor tells WILS the federal funding will allow for a more in-depth investigation.
We'll be able to move out into the communities where the action is in terms of parasites being transmitted to people from mosquitoes.
Michigan's new medical marijuana law is not retroactive to illegal marijuana cases taking place before the new law took effect. The Michigan Court of Appeals saying the medical marijuana law only allows a defense for possession after the law took effect. And after dropping for several consecutive weeks, gas prices in Lansing climbing back up last week by 9 cents to an average $2.82 a gallon, which is also the statewide average. 2 weeks from tomorrow, Michigan Republicans and Democrats will be going to the polls to choose their nominees. And in the GOP race, a three-way tie between Mike Cox, Pete Hoekstra, and Rick Snyder. Snyder telling WILS's Tony Connolly this morning what changes he thinks the state needs to make.
One is eliminate the Michigan business tax. It's fundamentally unfair, and I've proposed replacing with a flat 6% corporate income tax. We also need to throw out our budget system the way the budgeting is currently done.
MSU leading a new $9 million anti-malaria campaign funded by a federal grant. The disease still prevalent in Africa, where researchers will be focusing their efforts in the country of Malawi. MSU professor and lead researcher Terry Taylor tells WILS at one time malaria was a major concern in the U.S.
And in fact, we used to have it at Michigan State. Michigan State's been closed a couple of different times for malaria epidemics because when malaria did exist in this country, we were vulnerable here being in a sort of low, swampy part of the country.
Common ground cleanup in downtown Lansing. WILS's Rich Hurl has this recap.
City officials are getting their streets back as of tomorrow, with the teardown process taking place at Adado Riverfront Park today. That's where the Common Ground Music Festival last week saw a decrease in attendance, but according to spokeswoman Melinda Barr, it could have been worse.
Some festivals of our size aren't even opening at all this year. So we're real happy to have a solid 60,000 people in 7 days, and that's pretty good when you've got 2 days that only have one stage.
Barr says around 15,000 of those fans turned out Saturday night when nationally known popular R&B group Ludacris entertained the concert goers. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
AAA Michigan reporting gas prices up by 7 cents statewide to an average $2.82 a gallon. Spokeswoman Nancy Kane gives WILS some perspective on the price level.
That is up about 42 cents from the same time last year, but you compare this to 2 years ago when we were paying $3.90 a gallon, you can see that prices aren't as bad as they might have been.
And Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land today announcing that absentee voters can now track their ballots online to confirm when it's received by the local clerk's office. To do so, log on to michigan.gov/vote. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low around 66. Tomorrow an 80% chance of showers, high near 80. And tomorrow night, more rain possible, mostly cloudy, low around 63. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.